If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Sip is in festive mode in his cheery Raiders shirt this morning, even though you're watching baseball all day yesterday. I got a lot of texts about baseball from Sip yesterday.
It was good. How are you guys doing?
Well, you're the one that came in saying you don't feel well.
I feel fine.
He's got a
I feel fine.
Sprite. Yeah, Sprite, please.
For those who watch the show, always Sip
people
has.
People drink Sprite in the morning.
It's 5 a.m. I'll have a Sprite, please. never woke up. I'll have a Sprite.
Yeah, who does that?
Yeah,
come on. No. You know they do. They do.
Like not seven many.
Up. Seven Up.
Yeah, it's weird singing out with your yellow or gold McDonald's cup this morning.
I couldn't imagine drinking coffee right now.
What's the problem?
Nothing major. Just
stomach issues. Gastrointestinal?
Major.
Is it okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
Jake's wearing what? Church pants.
I don't church understand. Pants. He's got Jake's church wearing, pants.
Jake's
I wear
wearing
the
church
same
pants.
Type of pants every single day. They look the exact same as every day I wear pants.
Steve says it's different today.
They look
when,
funny.
When we go to break, I'll have Bill assess my pants. I don't think they look anything different. I've worn these many times over the years.
Funny pants.
Thousands of times.
Are they blue?
Nope, they're gray.
These people that wear blue pants freak me
I
out.
I don't wear
pants. Wait a second, why?
Yeah. Oh, I'd never wear blue pants.
Blue
just
not
pants.
Not jeans, yeah. But blue, you know,
blue pants.
Nice pants.
Just all something like that. What are you gonna wear? I'll probably wear the blue trousers. What?
I don't what? Understand that.
That
at all.
That makes no sense.
Oh, come on, a blue trousers with a nice light blue shirt.
No, it's weird.
I'll wear.
You look like a
week.
Policeman. Is that what you're wearing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't feel good about it.
That is odd.
Maybe I'll rock the blue next week.
Blue
for the pants.
Do you have blue trousers?
Gray. I have. Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I've not worn those in a long time though. They're not my rotation.
Bring them back, Jake. Church pants. Church pants Friday.
I wear these gray pants all the time. There's nothing weird
out of
about
the blue.
Them.
Sip walks in with the Sprite and goes, "You're wearing church pants."
Oh, he's donning his very loud Raiders shirt, which I like, but
it's not loud.
It is loud. These church pants are not loud at all. These are just regular pants. I promise you that. Nothing special. Nothing
I
crazy.
They look strange for some reason. Funny pants.
We'll let Bill assess that. I don't think they're strange at all.
All right, what else is going
big
on?
Big win last night for New Mexico State.
I
called, which would have been easy money last night, because I believe Sam Houston was favored.
By 1.5.
1.5 at that. I don't know what the final was. They were up 17 when I shut down.
How did the
it was
game
27
look?
To 10. There's a critical error made by the returner for Sam Houston. I watched the whole thing. Who ended up winning the NFL game?
Niners, 26-23 in overtime.
Overtime, yeah.
Rams got stuffed on 4th-and-1.
Say that again.
Niners at the Rams win 26-23. Wow. Rams got stuffed on 4th-and-1 in overtime. And Niners win.
Did the Niners fans take over the stadium? Because Niners fans travel pretty well.
I watched part of that game. I don't know if I can say that for sure. They took over. There was definitely loud moments when they were doing well, though. So I don't know if it's a complete takeover, but yes.
Got it.
Definitely a lot of fans there for Niners.
Niners
and Mac Jones played pretty well.
Mac Jones played pretty well. Didn't Purdy play last week?
I thought Purdy came back for a week.
I thought he came back, so I'm lost on that.
What's wrong Niners, with Purdy?
Bombeck, chime in.
I thought it was a toe problem. Was it
toe?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, he missed a couple weeks, then he came back, and they won, and he's out again this week. But Mac Jones played respectable last night.
So Mac Jones is now the backup to Purdy.
Yes. And if he had gotten hurt, I think Adrian Martinez was up for playing time last night.
Was he out? Was he on the roster?
Yes, last night he was.
Wow, Adrian. That means money, right?
When's the last Husker to start or play a significant role at quarterback in
Jake,
the NFL?
Jake.
I know Tanner Lee never played for the Jags. He was drafted in the 6th round back in 2017. Never played.
Was on Jim Rome, though.
I think you go back long...
He was on Jim Rome.
In 2017, Nebraska went 4-8. It was Riley's last year, and they had a one-year player from Tulane, Tanner Lee, who likes of Chris Mortensen, RIP, said he could be a first-round draft pick.
Yes.
And he was not a first-round draft pick. He went in the 6th round. Talented arm, not a winner in terms of, at Nebraska, it was 4-8, but...
Had some problems.
Beyond that, Zach Taylor never played the NFL in terms of starting.
No.
He's on practice squads, I believe.
Jesus, come on, Sipple.
Where do you go?
Are we going all the way back to Ferragamo?
There's a chance you are.
We're going back to the mid-70s?
Somebody's got to chime in here.
Yeah. I thought it'd be a good question since you covered him, Steve.
Gadowski didn't. Who would have been those guys? Now, see, it's early in the morning. You're hitting me with a question. Let's think about it.
You can roll through all of them. They didn't play in the NFL. Crouch didn't play in the NFL. If you go back to the 2000s, Jamal Lord.
Tommy Armstrong,
Daly,
Steve was CFL,
Taylor, Steve Taylor.
I think you're going back to Ferragamo.
I still think you're going back to Ferragamo.
The '70s.
There was nobody since that point that I can remember.
And currently, right now, there's 5 quarterbacks from Oklahoma starting right now. Right now, there's 5 quarterbacks starting.
Yeah, that was the stat I kept seeing the other day.
Yeah, it's Spencer Rattler, it's Murray, it's Baker Mayfield, it's keep going. I sent the picture to you guys, didn't I?
It's just the picture. I'm trying to think of the quarterbacks are in that one.
Is that the Lincoln Riley?
Lincoln Riley, from like 2017, Jalen Hurts, and then there's one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one more.
So from 2000.
Caleb Williams. For the USC. Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's it for Nebraska.
8-year run.
Has anybody weighed in?
There's 5 starting.
Is there somebody where just is there going to be some glaring guy?
We said Hum already.
Same time.
Yes,
going way back.
I say maybe Mid-70s. Bruce Matheson in the early 80s, possibly.
No, Bruce Matheson.
I think Matheson played for the Chargers, didn't he? Yeah.
But
I think he played for the Chargers.
We're talking the early 80s. Then is the last time. Regardless.
Nice job with Bruce Matheson.
Thank you, Breakers.
Bruce Matheson.
That was Sean, Joe, and Kent all said Bruce Matheson. So
the Breakers got us.
Well done.
They picked us up.
It went through my head, and I said, I think it's Ferragamo. Probably by Bruce Matheson. Thank you.
That's it, though.
Baseball scores
yesterday. The Cubs did win. They beat the Padres. There was I was texting you during this game because the Padres had a moment. They had a chance to.
Oh, God.
Ninth inning. They have one out. Guys on first and second.
Okay.
Jake Cronenworth, the guy's name,
mm-hmm.
hits a ball that is on the ground forever in the infield. Yeah. So this is going to easily be an infield single. Gets thrown out. If you watch, you're going to say, what in the hell was that guy doing? That ball was on the ground.
It wasn't quite that bad.
No, it was.
I saw it.
You saw it. I said, how did that guy not beat that ball out?
He should have probably beat it out. He's running.
I'm going to go to this. We'll go to this during breaks. I didn't see this live. I did watch the Yankees live.
You'll be amazed at how long it takes the Cubs to get to the ball and the fact that they throw this guy out, Cronenworth. If he's safe, they have bases loaded with one out, down 3-1. Instead, it's an out. You guys at second and third, and Freddie Fermin flies out to center field to end the game. Cubs win. Cubs win 3-1. He's a former Royal. Got traded this year.
Cubs win.
On to play the Brewers in the NL.
So they go down. They go right down what interstate? Is it 94?
I don't know, but it's, what is it, 2 hours?
Yeah.
It's not very far. I mean, there'll be some fans back and forth.
I think the guy said they'll go right down 94 to Milwaukee. 94, maybe.
Tigers beat the Guardians 6-3. They move on.
Tigers beat the Guardians. Okay.
They will play next at the Mariners.
Seattle.
Yep, Seattle. And then, of course, last night, the Yankees blank the Red Sox 4-0.
They got to that kid in the fourth inning. You knew it was going to happen. He was a game kid. Connelly Early.
Early was his name. Early, yeah. That. And they gave up four. All he had was four runs in one inning.
Four runs in one inning, that was it.
But the ball in the fourth, yeah.
Bad air by the first baseman. Bad air.
Tough.
Cost
kind
him
of
a cup.
Kind of an in-between hop, though.
Yeah. If it's, it,
make that play.
I'm going to say if you're in the major leagues make and the ball play. Hits you in the glove.
That's not I mean, you at I think, first base.
Yeah, it was the call of a sudden, like me at first base, like right now.
Right.
At this age. I'd have a shot. I'd have a chance. If they hit it to me, I'm saying right now I've got a chance to make that play.
Anyway, yeah. You knew they're going to – God. Who's the analyst in that game on TV?
I didn't listen to that. The radio.
There's a chance you would know this.
I did watch for a second. I don't know who that
he
was.
He said the second time around is going to be tougher for the kids. Second time around, the order is going to be tougher. And then, boom, they just started hitting him.
Well, how about Yankees pitcher Cam Schlittler?
Yeah, he's good.
Eight innings, five hits, 12 strikeouts.
Yeah, he throws, no 100 run. Throws 100 mile an hour sinker.
I get it. Like that, but just back in our day, back in better times, Steve, he would never have came out. He just finished the game in the ninth. He'd been a complete game.
When did he come out?
He was at 107 pitches. He wasn't at 140. Let him finish it. He's at 4.
No.
Some guys are just getting started at 107.
Exactly. Just getting. I mean, think about this. They didn't score a run. So it's not like, well, man, he had to face a lot of people. No, he didn't. They didn't score a run.
When did he come out?
He did,
in the 7th?
The 9th.
I don't know if they got
pitched 8.
Oh, he got to the 8th?
8th. Oh, yeah.
He pitched all the way through the 8th.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Let him finish it. And then, pitch count. No can do here, man. Stop.
You don't see complete games hardly any time anymore. So make it happen.
Was it Jack Morris for the Twins who won the game in the World Series? I think it was Game 7. I think it was to win the World Series. Huh? He pitched 10 innings. He pitched 10.
But extra innings, too.
10 innings. Imagine. Jack, you coming out?
I'm good.
Check that one. Jack, you coming out?
Was it the Twins or Detroit?
I think it was the Twins.
Okay, I'm not. I don't know.
Breakers, help us again. Go to help us out.
I thought he was the Detroit Tigers.
Sounds like a Tigers beat, but he might have been.
Might have been Twins. He might have gone to the Twins.
No, Jack Morris was. I'm with you with Detroit, but this pitcher was for the Twins. I'm sure.
Somebody put 10 innings.
Maybe
in the
had the wrong name.
But this is Game 7 of the World Series, though.
Yeah, it was. Wow. Yeah.
Listen to your boyhood coming back.
God, better times.
Better times.
Man, you coming out?
Craig Nettles. Better times.
Imagine him going to him like that. Hey, we're thinking about taking you out. Imagine that. He would have punched the manager right in the throat.
I freaked out the other day when you invoked Craig Nettles. I love Craig Nettles.
Yeah, who didn't?
Thurman Munson.
Yeah, Munson. You
Reggie.
Me?
Mickey Rivers.
Mickey Rivers. Mr. October. Yeah. Imagine, what's your name?
Mr. October.
Excuse me, what is your name, sir? Mr. October.
All right.
Imagine that.
Here's the scoop. Bill's correcting this. This is from, just a historical website here.
Historical
website. Baseball.
We've got a website. Historical.
This is from the Baseball Hall of Fame, apparently.
Okay, Jake.
Game 7, 1991 World Series.
1991.
The Twins, Jack Morris, took the mound against John Smoltz of the Braves.
Twins Braves. Smoltz.
They won 1-0. He did go 10 innings.
That's not even better times. 91. Kind of better times.
Kind of better times. Once again.
Not the heart of better time.
The kicker to me was, too, when they pulled the pitcher out, and he was just over there just kind of giggling, drinking water. It wasn't even like, man, yeah, can I finish this thing off? No.
Let's go Steve Carlton complete
games. How about this? It says, after 9 full innings, the manager told Morris he was going to take him out. But after a dugout conference... The decision was made to leave the 18-game winner on the mound. Quote, I want to know one thing. Who is going to take Jack Morris out of this game?
Yes.
Oh, here's one.
Who would have the courage to say, Jack, you're done?
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Went 1-0.
Here's one for you. This was better times. Steve Carlton, his career high was 30 complete games in 1972.
This year, did anybody have one this year?
Get ready.
Was there a complete game this year?
Get ready. That year, he went 27-10. 27-10.
Oh.
That's funny.
Mentioned that? Oh, yeah, I love Carlton. Big right-hander.
Hey,
his name is known as Lefty.
By the way, 254 career complete games. 254.
What Nolan Ryan have for complete games?
Okay,
you said, wait, you said Carlton had 30 in 1 year?
Yeah.
I'm seeing right now, per a quick research, there is 12 total complete games in MLB this season. Total.
Talk about better
times. One guy had 30 in 1972.
One guy had 30. And now that everyone's elbows are different now. They must have been, everything's changed. Ah.
Better times. Who was the guy you're saying? Oh, Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan. See what Nolan Ryan's got.
Career. How many? Okay. Say something else. Anyway, how many career complete?
Well, this might be actually 29, possibly.
This year?
Yep.
But still
not good.
29 20, for the whole
28
year.
Last year, 29 this year. So still not.
Oh, you're on something.
There's so many games.
Nolan Ryan had 222 complete games.
222.
For context, no active pitcher has even 30 complete games.
200 plus. Better time.
Oh, my God.
Good job on Nolan. We love you, Nolan.
Unbelievable.
East Lincoln West, I can confirm this one. It says Nolan Ryan threw a 235 pitch 13-18 game. Can you imagine someone throwing 200 pitches? Rubber arm. Oh, my God. Nolan Ryan.
Better times.
Better.
Yeah, they should have left him in, though. Leave the guy. He's up 4 runs. If it was 1 run, I could maybe see, hey, put the closer in. You're up by 4. You got some leeway here.
Was it Schnitler?
Schlittler.
Be careful with that.
Yeah, you got to be very careful.
That can get you. Got to hit the cough button on that one, maybe.
100 mile an hour sinker. Yeah. Hit that. Try that one on. 6'6".
12 strikeouts.
Yeah. Yankees move on to play
the Blue Jays.
Is that Blue Jays?
Blue Jays.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's Rudy's team.
It is Rudy's team.
Blue Jays.
Are you nervous, Rudy? He says, no, I'm good. Don't worry about me.
Oh, come on. You should be nervous.
Once again, Niners 26-23. And what was the score of Sam Houston?
Yeah, what was that final?
It was 27-10 at the end when I checked out. Checked out. 4 minutes to go.
Checked out.
Hang on. About 4 minutes to go.
Here, it pulled up here. Score, don't have it yet.
It was a bump game to watch.
30. Sam Houston, 1.5-point favorites at 0-4 on the road, gets blasted 37-10. 37-10 at New Mexico State. I had a breaker text. A friend of mine, Graham, says, "Tell Bill, thanks for the betting advice on New Mexico State. I hammered them money line based on his comments on the show this morning, yesterday."
Okay.
Well, it was an easy one. It was an easy pick. It wasn't that hard. It was like
gambling.
Yeah.
Hey, now wait a second. How was the crowd?
Just a quick repeat there. I do not gamble.
Yes. How was the crowd?
Right.
What's that?
How was the crowd?
There's solid 600 to 800. It's in the hundreds.
Let's see what it says.
It's in the hundreds.
Was it that
low? See the official.
Well, if you counted there's the band there. That's probably 100.
Was it really that low?
Yeah. Well, people do sit on the side of the of the cameras, so you couldn't see that side really. But no, it was sparse.
I don't think the official attendance announced was 9,000 last night.
It would have maybe got highest, maybe high nines, 900. Yeah,
1,000 people.
Yeah, 3-2. 3-2. Aggies are on a roll.
There we go.
Lost causes. Lost causes. Why don't people go to the games?
That's kind of interesting. I don't know that because the city is constantly growing because it was very much a very nice weather. It's kind of a place for snowbirds, snowbirdish like that, right? And it was cheaper than Arizona.
Okay.
So it was always, Las Cruces is growing, always growing. So why there's not more of a fan base, I don't know. Cause, I mean, the town's a decent sized town.
It's a hard question to answer.
Anyway.
So there's the big cities are Albuquerque, Las Cruces. Is there another
Santa
one?
Fe.
Santa Fe. So that's the artsy one.
Very.
That'd
artsy.
Be the capital.
Yes.
Santa Fe.
Okay. So Las Cruces gets probably a little hidden between those two.
Well, we're right on the border. I mean, Las Cruces, you're
right on the border?
You kind of butt up to El Paso.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, you're only 30 miles away.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, now he perked up. He likes El Paso.
That's
the airport you go to. I remember back in...
Go.
Yeah.
Las Cruces, El Paso.
Yes, right there.
Okay, and you worked there?
for a few years?
Hey, he said 4 years equates Tony to Samuel. 28 years.
You were there for 4 years?
Yeah, Tony Samuel, dog years, yeah.
Did you like it?
It's there with Barney Cotton.
Did you like it?
I did. I really did. I enjoyed it.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado's certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Yeah. Nice weather.
Yeah. I lived with Kenny Wilhite.
Yeah. Wait, we learn something new every day.
I lived
here
with Kenny Wilhite.
Coaching
yes.
experience.
Was Gadowski there with you?
Yes. Gadowski was there with me. Yes.
How long?
4 years.
Was he there 4 years?
He was there longer. He was there longer than 4 years. I got
this
out.
This is unbelievable.
I got out.
You guys were down there on the border?
Yeah. Got out. Yeah. Is there Chopey's, my favorite restaurant in the whole world. Chopey's. It's a restaurant in the Pecan in the pecan orchards in between El Paso and Las Cruces.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, get a Tecate.
In the pecan orchards?
In the pecan orchards. It was a beautiful drive. Yeah. I used to drive down there with Jeff Jamrock. Yeah.
We could do this all day.
This is world's colliding.
Yeah, world's colliding. Guess who else is coaching the
this
D-line?
This is overwhelming.
Rich Glover. Oh. Rich Glover had the D-line.
Oh, my God. You were down there for 4 years with Glover and Gadowski.
Here's the best part. There the facilities were very sketch right there. So I shared an office with Glove. So I'm sitting there with the Outland Trophy winner
every day,
just me and Glove, just talking. And we just talk like, talk to Taggy lately, stuff like that. What's Jeff Kinney up to? It was
what
great.
A time.
Great. It was great times. It
what
was.
A time.
Yeah.
What?
God. Barney was the OC.
And you guys, Barney did Cotton. You have a fair amount of success?
Yeah, we did. We had a nice success. I said the best part was is that we beat Arizona State 35-7. They're ranked like 18th.
Yeah. Put it
went to Arizona
what was
State.
The years for this, Bill?
This would have been about 96 to 2000.
Okay.
About that time, yes.
4 years.
I went from Northern Arizona to Mexico State and took a pay cut. I was at Northern Arizona in FCS football and got paid more than we did in Mexico State. Yeah.
Affectionately.
Las Cruces.
And affectionately calling it Lost Causes.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by
The Chat
738 Egg.
That was good.
Chemicals, fertilizer, center on the spray.
Joey!
738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com. What else do we do on Fridays after Idle Chit Chat, gentlemen?
The call!
Roll call!
Roll call!
Text us right now your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want from the Breakers today.
Hang in there with me real quick. I'm going to paint a picture.
Paint one.
Paint a picture. MLB, you pick your favorite team. You're at bat, down three, bottom of the ninth, grand slam to win the World Series. Or would you rather be on the other side? You're at same situation, but you pitch a no-hitter. You pitch a no-hitter to win game seven.
No, no.
Which one would you rather hit? Would you rather hit the walk-off grand slam, bottom of the ninth, Would you rather pitch a no-hitter in the World Series?
402-464-5685. Those are your options.
If I could die and come back or something, it'd be a big starting pitcher in MLB.
And I went back and forth and said, what a moment that walk-off would be, but I would go no-hitter.
I go no.
Imagine nine innings if all of a sudden just that
you're the dude.
That's it.
You're in control.
Also, you only win it 1-0. Your team only gives you one run. You gotta lock it down.
That's it.
Wouldn't be a no-hitter now.
No.
Gotta pull him out.
The sixth.
Save his arm.
It is annoying. I take grand slam, by the way. No-hitter is incredible. It is. But the moment of a grand slam to win the World Series.
Jake would bat flip.
Imagine the bat flip. And he'd do a cartwheel.
I'd do a lot of stuff.
It would be like the Savannah Bananas guy hit a home run.
He'd take his shirt off.
He'd moonwalk to first. He would. His shirt would come off.
Every sort of thing you could do.
There'd be a lot of eye rolls.
Yes. Okay, let's get some response here from the break. It's flowing in right now.
Flooding and flowing.
Both of them. Les in Lincoln, age 73, grand slam. Paul in Spearville, Kansas, age 27, grand slam.
Okay.
Travis in Panama City Beach, age 55, grand slam. They want the big hit.
They want the big hit.
Yep. Justin Hickman, 37, grand slam.
It's okay. Somebody's going to say
I'm shocked at this.
GP in Gretna, grand slam, age 34. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, grand slam walk-off for sure.
We are the oddballs.
Jockstrap in Imperial, working out, age 34, no hitter.
No.
The strap, you knew it right away with the name. Think about that. The name Jockstrap said no hitter. That wraps things up. That confirms what me and Steve are saying. The strap.
The strap, Kip, working out.
Imagine all of a sudden going to your wife, hey, where are my jockstraps at? Just imagine that one like that. Honey, I can't find any of my jock. I'm going to work out. Where are my jockstraps at? Me and Sip Warm. They're thinking,
absolutely.
No such thing anymore.
No.
No.
Kip, age 37, grand slam.
Honey, where are my jock straps?
Kyle in Boston, age 22.
Where's my cup?
No hitter.
You got cups. It's back in the day.
It's weird around the house.
And your brother would use it like a gas mask. Yeah. He'd be like, no, don't do that.
Hold it. Marty used your cup.
What is that all about? That's
Marty.
Come on. Are you serious? Marty?
No. 100%. Come on, man.
Why?
Keep going.
Where's my cup?
Big Bird is in Uganda right now.
No, he's not.
Listening from Kikusa, Uganda. No hitter, he says.
You just can't make this stuff up. He's in Uganda.
He's in Uganda.
The Big Bird's in Uganda.
I'm going to say it's the first ever time we've had someone in Uganda listening to the show.
Build a breaker over there. Meet one person.
Exactly.
Is Uganda the same time as this?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Not at all.
Straight south?
I don't think so.
I don't even know if it's straight south, to be honest. But what is it?
Current time in Uganda.
Uganda's not like by Cuba. You know that?
No, but is it? Just get it.
Current time, it'd be 2:25 p.m.
Weird.
Oh, wow.
It's an 8-hour difference from here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's a lot.
Big Bird's in Uganda. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening.
Yes. Okay, Ben in Palmyra, age 30, walk-off grand slam. It better be a big one, not one that squeaks over.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking moonshot.
Moonshot. Reed Des Moines, grand slam. Chet in Nebraska City, grand slam. Pete Chattanooga, grand slam
heavy,
for the Dodgers.
Heavy grand slam, Bill.
Joel in Wisconsin, age 56, grand salami walk-off, he says.
Okay.
Swift and Lincoln, grand slam for the Royals. The Colonel, walk-off grand slam. People want the big flashy moment.
Jake's friend, the Colonel.
Husker Mike says grand slam. Jay in Colorado, grand slam. Let's see here.
I thought this would be 50-50. Right now, it's me, Steve, and the strap.
That's about it, yeah. Oh, we got Doug.
Doug.
Doug in Lincoln says no-hitter.
We have a Lincoln list.
Kyle and Hooper. Kyle and Hooper, a no-hitter. Ryan in California. No hitter.
Coming back.
Yeah, they're coming now. Okay, let's see here. Kent says no hitter.
Okay.
So you're getting some more now. Husker in Geneva says more Dodger talk, please. No.
That makes no sense. We're not doing
gonna
that.
Happen. No one's answered the question either. Didn't answer the question. Just said more Dodger talk. No, we're good. Jarrett and Lincoln, no hitter. Towards your club.
Hey, what's going on here? We haven't heard from Blitzkrieg in months.
Uh-oh.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. I don't see him on YouTube.
We've not heard from Blitzkrieg
for a while.
Hmm.
can confirm that.
Beef taco, nothing.
Mm. Yeah, we just saw Beef Taco in August, and it's been crickets ever since.
Been crickets. Oh, you know, you think they broke up? Think that's a problem? There's some strife?
I don't know. Who? Blitzkrieg and Beef Taco? Was that a thing?
No. No. Beef Taco was married. His wife was there, remember? Okay. We met Mrs. Taco.
We did.
Yeah.
Taco. Okay, the Cattle Baron and Mullen, no hitter, no doubt, for sure. Scotty and McCook.
Okay, no hitter, no doubt.
Scotty McCook, age 61, no hitter.
See, it came back, Bill.
Yeah. Tim and Phoenix, Grand Slam, age 45. Craig
Phoenix, AZ.
Craig in Berlin, Ohio. He's in Amish country, he says. He says he would do the Grand Slam.
Grand Slam.
You ever recruit that area?
No, not really. I did some Ohio recruiting, but not a lot.
Berlin.
This is in-depth. Vince is in the Quad Cities of Iowa, says age 45, Grand Slam, wearing glasses like Mr. October.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to look cool.
Oh, Reggie did wear glasses.
He wore. And they had the strap on him. Do you remember back in the day when you had Kent Moeller wore them? He had glasses. He wore glasses, but he had to have the athletic strap on the back of the glasses. Remember those?
Did Reggie wear athletic strap?
What's that? I think he did.
I don't remember that. He might have. I'm not saying he didn't.
Yeah, I think he did. But Kent Moeller wore those. He wore them.
I need help with Kent Moeller.
Yes, Kent Moeller was the quarterback that was prior to me. I learned from Kent.
Oh,
Pender. At Pender, okay. Yes.
I thought this was a famous one.
No, Kent
now
Moeller.
I understand your confusion.
Yeah, the confusion. That he was probably the best quarterback to ever play at Pender. Kent Moeller was.
He followed you.
What's that? No, I followed him.
You followed
him. He was my mentor.
Okay, Kent Moeller.
Kent Moeller was.
And he wore
He wore the athletic glasses, yes.
You don't see that very often now.
Are you aware that Uganda is not Uruguay? Uganda is in Africa. Okay. Uruguay would be south of South America.
I was
making sure I wasn't the idiot. I'm pretty sure. I thought that was in Africa, but you seem confident it wasn't.
I seem confident in Africa, too, but I didn't.
Uruguay would be in South America, not Uganda. That's why it's in Africa. Dave in Overland Park, no hitter, no doubt. Blake in Niobrara, no hitter, no doubt.
Niobrara.
Yes.
I wonder, the Trading Post.
And Isaac says Grand Slam. Let's go to YouTube real quick before we move on.
Yes.
We have a lot of response today, by the way. Graham says no, for sure. See, Doug in Idaho, no hitter, age 52. Al in Douglas County, no hitter, age 28.
Douglas County.
Phil in Elkhorn, age 28, no, for sure.
It's getting a little bit itching. The strap.
Avery.
Switch the whole thing.
Avery in Whitman, Jockstrap. Nebraska. Says, didn't give me an answer. Just says, I'm here.
Nice.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
East Lincoln West, 42 years old. No hitter all day, for sure.
All day.
Kyle in Wilmington, North Carolina. Says, Grand Slam. Hitting the bomb.
About 50. Is it 50-50 at this point?
I'd say 59, 41.
Yeah, it's getting making a comeback here.
We're hanging in there.
Paul in Arkansas, no, for sure. Mick says Grand Slam. Todd, Grand Slam on an 0-2 count.
Oh.
He wants specifics there.
He went deep.
Oh, 0-2.
Sarah in Fallbrook, age 25, no hitter.
Sarah.
That is your roll call. Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah.
Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln.
Spirit animal.
Just
meet
south
her.
Of 48th and Holdridge. They have great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Wings, hamburgers, and more. Also, of course, bowling, billiards. That's the same thing. No, billiards and pool. Bowling, billiards,
pocket
karaoke,
billiards,
darts.
Do they have a snooker table there?
I think they do. I think they
Let
have
us
one.
Know, Sarah. I'm sure they have a snooker table. That's for elite billiards. It's a larger table, smaller balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have that.
Playing snooker, that's a whole other level of performance at the pool table.
I'm sure they have that. It's 829 in Uruguay.
Yes.
829.
What? Oh, yeah. I said Uganda, though.
Yeah.
But we know what Uruguay was.
Yeah. Uruguay is down south. Yes. Uganda, eat Africa.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Matt Rule spoke yesterday. You were not there.
Nice.
You were not there, Hold Sip.
On. No, I was not.
Matt Rule, I think
who covered
little,
it for
a little shot at the media.
Three.
Rob
did. Okay, what he took a shot at you, Steve?
He thought it was a little bit light in the crew that was there yesterday.
Okay, what happened, Steve? It got interesting.
I don't know. He just said the OGs are here. I think there's 11 people there, which isn't a terrible number.
He thought it was light.
It was a little. I think it was a little lighter than usual. He said he didn't. There wasn't a lot. It was only 5 or 6 minutes. He said that this is interesting to me because I think Demetrius Bell will be a good player. He practiced this. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. Appreciate you paying attention to that. He was training. He actually practiced and then unfortunately injured the other hamstring, which is when you have an injury under one leg, sometimes the other leg compensates. And so not a super long-term thing, but, you know, delayed his return.
Demetrius Bell is the receiver, Jake, that remember he blew out his knee in the spring game, two years ago.
Yeah. A long recovery.
So it's been a long recovery. Then he comes back and hurts his hamstring, not a big deal. Malcolm Hartsong.
What do you think?
Don't have it, no. Go ahead, Steve. Take it live.
Malcolm Hartsong would work out before the game, and they'll see where he's at. I don't expect him to play. But I just don't think that's going to happen. So I don't know what that'll look like. Wow, there isn't much here at all.
It's a very light day.
Yeah, it's very light.
Well, doesn't that come off the fact that there just wasn't a game
previously?
It's like, the head coaches talk like four times now.
Right. There's not the last game and this game.
I know you wouldn't be talking about the last game at this point in time.
Not really.
So, and then usually Thursdays, it's kind of a brief thing. With that.
It is brief.
Yeah. Light. OG.
Have you seen any attitude adjustments this week at all from Matt Rhule? What he says yesterday.
None. They lost the game by 3 points. They worked hard. They had a good attitude. They played a Big Ten game. They lost by three. They've showed up, they're a resilient group, gritty group. They've ignored like the results and just said, hey, what can we improve? And I really like the group from that result, that standpoint. So, we're facing a team that went through the same thing we went through. You know, they lost a ball game. They had a bye week. You know, it'll be a heck of a football game.
3 p.m. tomorrow.
FS1 if you can't go to the game.
FS1 tomorrow. I will because I'm going to a wedding. So
what you were excited about, Bill?
I'm going to see all my cousins and stuff. So Cousin power. And our cousin power is strong, and it's with the Shipwright family. I have cousins there, but that was always a strong bond because my cousin Mike is the exact same age as me, and Jane is basically the exact same age as my sister. So cousin power. Then Jody will be there, and she's a hoot. So anyway,
it'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. But the wedding will be smack basically about right in game time. So I will be very limited on – I'll have to go back and watch the game on YouTube to get any sort of feedback for me to be able to comment. So I'll have to do that on Sunday to watch the Nebraska game.
FS1. Oh, where's this wedding at?
Kansas City.
Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well –
so, well, that's not like a 2.5 hour drive.
You're not flying to Louisville.
I'm not driving to Tallahassee. Yeah,
that'd be quite a drive.
Yeah. But you have to get a hotel so you can watch games in the hotel, right?
Before the wedding, and I guess afterwards.
Yeah, I'll catch maybe a quarter of the Nebraska game. I don't know if I'll catch that or not. Anyway, yes.
No, nothing.
That was pretty much it from Rhule. I guess it was short, which is fine. He was quick on Monday as well. 19 minutes, you said, versus 37 usually.
Not always.
He's usually in the 30s.
Yeah.
Upper 30s.
There's not a lot of questions to ask. Some of it was that.
It's all but answered.
Yeah. So I'm not reading. There's people reading into all that. I'm not necessarily.
Now, you never attend on Thursday, so you really couldn't have been taking a shot at you directly.
No.
I hope not.
Because you never attend on Thursday. What are you doing during that time?
I was in Beatrice. It's great. The luncheon was incredible, Jake. It's at the Veterans Club now. And it's unbelievable.
What'd they have for lunch?
There's great. I don't know if you
any
know
gravy?
Any of these people.
Was there gravy?
Gravy? There was.
Give me some names.
I would say smothered pork.
Okay.
I don't know everybody's name. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to leave people out. So, but
I can't help you then.
No, name some names. That's what you do to me. No, name every name people.
True,
name the person that paid you, Steve. What's his name?
Yeah.
And where's
Trevor.
He from?
Who cut the check?
Trevor.
Oh, Trevor.
You know Trevor?
Well, I need the last name.
Radio guy. Trevor. You know, Jake Bartecki. Jake used to be our producer. He handles the intros. And he's doing a great job in Beatrice, by the way. He was dressed in sport coat and tie yesterday because he was doing some interviews. He's doing very well.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. It was great. I love that.
Sport coat and tie on a Thursday. Yeah. Life's picking
well,
up.
TV guy.
Still.
They do that. They do. I mean, Schutz wears that, right?
Yes.
He wears a sport coat tie. God, that'd be
suits
hard to do.
Suits at all times.
Can't wait till he retires. We'll have him in. Might be 20 years. Imagine us.
Sit down with us.
We're 84. 84. All right,
No, Kevin. Why are you like that?
Kevin, what? Tell us just
about sport, so sports and I had to be. You knew Schimmick, right? You knew Schimmick, right?
Is that how we're gonna talk,
Mel? Well, you, do you have any Mel Maine stories?
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I just fall asleep at the microphone.
Bill, wake up,
Bill. Bill,
Sip hit it. Wake him up over there.
Sip's gotta shake me.
Oh.
Well.
There you go.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where might you send the breakers today, Bill?
The earliest place you could possibly go. Early bird.
The bird is open right
the
now.
The bird.
6:30 to 2 p.m. every single day. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Breakfast.
Hold on, they're not closed on Tuesdays?
No, they're open on Tuesdays.
Sounds
they've got
good.
Breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos. They've got waffles, French toast, pancakes, chicken fried steak, which is smothered. And don't forget, please don't forget.
What?
The world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by Early Bird today to kick off your weekend. Oh, your homecoming weekend.
Michigan homecoming. Yes, homecoming.
Homecoming. Who's up for king and queen?
I don't know.
Don't have any
names. Do we have the court someplace? Could someone please send us a
We need
photo
some names here.
Or some names of the, of,
it's homecoming.
The, of the court and their locations. What towns are they from? Yeah.
Need that intel.
Is there a homecoming dance at the Union?
I don't. Do they have all that?
I don't know. If there is, let us
we
know.
We can research that.
Is there a homecoming dance at the student union?
When we come back, Aging Gracefully is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.